We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otzot Chaim. We are Shav Pasuf Zum Perek Dalet. We already started the Perek. We'll just start again from the beginning since we didn't get very far. In the old editions, Daf Mem Dalet Amad Aleph. And in the new editions, is Reish Ches Tzadiv. So, in the beginning of Perek Dalet, we'll start again. Hine Nisba Inyan Za Be'atzma. So far what we've done, we've explained how the oilers of Abba Ima go into Za. Ata Nivaya der klolos shlosha patsufim achir. Now we finish with Za, says the Arizal. We're going to start with other patsufim which come out are derivatives of Za. Well, the morchim, that means the Za is going to be in charge of being fanis other patsufim. Shehem, Rachel, nukva de Za nikha Yisrael. So Rachel comes out of Yisrael. Also, there is, again, Zah is synonymous with Esau. So you have Rachel, the Yaakov and Leah. Those three other Patsufim we're going to speak about now. Now, Kiashlosha Elo, Neachozim Bo, Yotzim Imen, Adair Zeh Shinizbah. They are yearning from Zah, and well, Zah reciprocates by giving them Shefa, and they grow from Zah. Now, Da, Ki Mitzah the Morchim Ispashti Mizah, Now, even though Zah receives Shefa and he needs it for himself, nevertheless, he gives over Oris to the other Patsufim. And this is how he does it. Which is by the Chabad, by the top of Zah, right? All the Shefa comes into his head. That's the Chabad. As he'ivu ha'orot l'chutz der achorei zah, and therefore all the shiva comes in, and then some of it seeps back at the back of his head into from the back of his achorei zah to the das. V'yatzda parts of Leah ba'achorei zah lemala me'arosh sher ad chazed zah. So Leah is going to be formed from the back over here, where you put the dalit of the tefillin right over here. That's where she's going to start. All the way down to the chazer, right here, very short part of on the back of it. Yatzdal mebechinas ha'aruz mochin de mitzad. Ima the so which morchim are going to go into Zah, be given over to Leah? That's going to be the morchim of Ima, which is coming to Zah. She a nukva kamoha, because she is something Leah. Leah is a part of nukvi, and therefore Ima is going to be responsible for giving a shefa via Zah. She'ein la'rag masach echad bilvad likvoa letzet. So what's going to happen is that the yesod of Ima is going into Zah, as we learned, and the shefa which is in yesod of Ima, which is in Zah's das, is going to break through her keli, which is keli yesod, and go into Rachel. Now, lesibus masach ahu le'ah hi kulodinim kemosh is ba'ali kamam b'zat Hashem. So, because of this masach, she is completely considered to be dinim.
Rachel and Leah are the same size.
Leah goes from the back until the chazah, and then no, Rachel is much larger. She's from the chazah all the way down to the raglan. We'll see. Okay.
But Leah is higher.
Leah is higher. Correct. Yeah. There are two different miles. Yeah, masking. That's all coming from the back of that. The chef is coming from the back of that. Now, what if it's supposed coming from the parim dizah? Ein yotisha shum b'chinas patsuf. No patsuf is coming from the parim dizah. And we're going to qualify later on. That's only meaning from the top of zah to the chazah. Nothing, no oilers are going to come out from that chelik of zah, which is going to create a patsuf or give shefa to a patsuf. But rather, the oilers from the parim are going to come from the chazah or meditata. That's going to create what's called Yaakov. It's going to give Shefa over to Yaakov. Shehine has a chorim yosim memorche Abba mitzad apanim. Because we'll see later on, mechazel emata, the patsuf of zechorim, which is Yaakov, for example, that's going to come from the moch of Abba, which is coming via Zah, mitzad apanim. Venekevus yosim memorche ima mitzad achore Zah. And all the nekevus, like you said, Leah and Rachel, all that's going to come from ima via Zah. In the back of Zah. Leos yamorche mitzad abba, viyosam mispashtim adach chazed Zah, hem mechusim b'shnei kisuyim. Why is no Pasuk coming up from the Chazah, from Gugolot to the Chazah? Because there's two Kisuyim. Who explains? Kisuy Nai the Abba, because we know Abba goes inside the Kisuy of Ima, the Kelim of in the Ima, of Nai the Ima. So you have the Kisuy of Nai the Abba, and the Kisuy of Kelim, the Nai the Ima, Abba inside the Ima. So that's two Kisuyim. Lachain Ein Bahem Koach Livkoa Letzed Lavo Shne Kisuyim. So the Shef, which is inside Abba, cannot break through those two kisuyim, and therefore there's no
Misachim.
Sorry? Yeah, Misachim, sorry. Yeah, Misachim. But it says kisuy, yeah, two kisui kalim, and therefore the two Misachim, right? Therefore that's why no patsuf coming from the upper part of Zah. All tamach, why there's no patsuf coming from the upper part of Zah, Shimaya Patsuf Yaakov Yotzim Keneged Pnei Zah Limala. So if there was Shefa coming out from Zah, creating this Pasuv, or energizing this Pasuv, which is in front, blocking the face of Zah, later on we'll see that Arachampin actually folds himself over and is made his panim into the Zah's panim. Abazoi, we're going to have an interruption of Yaakov blocking out the rays of the panim of Arach onto the panim of Zah, and we don't want that. So I'll read that over. Shimaya Pasuv Yaakov Yotzim Kineged Pnei Zah Milemala Hayu Pnei Zah Mikasim Veloya Meir, and therefore Zah will not receive that Shefa from Arachampim. And it states Ksim Be'ol Pnei HaMelech Chaim, that's Arachampim. That's a reference to Arachampim's Panim, which is Meir onto Zah. Ki Alidei Aos Ponov of Arachampim Mamtikim Mismasikim adinim mitzvatel koach itzonen kenoda. So in Zah, for example, in his face, you have the Metzach. In the Metzach, you have the chitzonen who are constantly planning to do bad things, negative things. And therefore, Arachampim folds himself over, up and above Zah, looks backwards as kilu, shines over as mevatel all these chitzonen which are up there on those klippas, as mevatel pshuta kamashmo, and that's a tikkun for Klal Yisrael.
How often does he do that?
He does it as often as needed to keep the balance, the shikul in the world, in order that the world should not be taken over by the chitzonim.
There's no sort of set time, don't there?
What?
There's no set time.
Klal Yisrael do aveiros. How many times do Klal, or when do Klal Yisrael do aveiros?
Hopefully never.
Okay, but unfortunately they do. So there's your answer. When they do, then he jumps in. Okay. Then, remember, all the mochim which are coming inside of Zah, the mispashet and the mizgale themselves, as the mochim mitzad Abba, which is the kisui of himself, which is the kisui yisod Abba, which goes into Zah. Shekva nigma kisui keli nai de ima mechazed Zah, because we know Ima's Yesod comes and stops by the Chazan. The Yesod of Zag continues further because it's longer, right? We know the Yesod of Abba is longer than Yesod of Ima, therefore it continues further on than the Chazan of Zag, all the way down to Yesod of Zag. And therefore there's only one Kisoy, Mila Chazan Uletat of Zag. Lachain, Yesh Lehem, Sham Yecholis Lifkoa, from the Kili of Yesod Zah, Le'ay Mechutz Le'Zah. And therefore, that can come out, Le'hotzi Patsuf Yaakov. She'yotzi Ma'aros Mochim De'Abba, right? Because he's a male Patsuf, and therefore he will receive from the male, which is Abba, by Zah. V'nechazu v'nemat k'neg de'panim de'Zah, v'pchines chasodim v'gulim l'gamrei b'li shum masach. I mean, b'li shum masach of Ima. There's no masach of Ima, but there's a masach of himself. And he's megala to us, what exactly is the shefa talking about? We're talking about the chasodim. Chasodim is the shefa which is coming in from Zah, coming out from Zah. Now, umidas de mitzad ima. When we're talking about the das de ima, that means in the das, we know there's two main forces, which are chasodim de das and the gvos de das, those which are called the chug. So the chug of ima, which is inside the das, Yatzda Rachel Nukva Dizah, like you mentioned, we're talking about Rachel now. Akeres Abayis Aika. She's the main wife of Zah. She's the Keres Abayis. She's the main Nukva. Ha'ara Gemura Me'achaz Me'lemat Mitzad Ach. Remember we talked about Yaakov being projected from the Ponim de Zah. Now the Ach de Zah Me'achaz Me'lemat Rachetz coming out. That Tzium Ragli de Zah. Mamash, you see that? All the way down to the leg, so she's much bigger than Leah. Ma'ashen ken b'Leah over der masach keniskav she'enu ra'ak ha'ra be'al mekul adinim. Remember, again, when we have the from Mechaz le'mata, the huge difference from Mechaz le'tata. When we speak about Mechaz le'mala, here to here, we have both Abba and Ima. That means two kisuyim blocking the shefa, which are trying to get out. Mechaz le'mata, Ima stops there. So you only have the kisuy of Abba. So therefore, Rachel is another mother of Rachel of Leah. She's receiving Shefa via only one Masach, as opposed to Leah, she's receiving via Shtei Masachim. Klal Oileh, so he's making a revision now, a summary. Ki Leah hi lemali min chazed dezav be'achorav v'yatzta memochi de'ima. Rachel, nukva dezav yotzet tachat Leah, like you said, underneath Leah. Mechazim Mata de Za Be'achrav Gamkem Gamhi Yotzes Memochim de Ima. Ve Yaakov, what is Yaakov made out of? Where is he coming from? Yaakov Baal de Leah, he mentions an Agav, that he's the wife, he's the husband of Leah. Yotze Mechazim Mata de Ponim de Za, Yotze Memochim de Ava. Okay, that's a summary, synopsis of what we just learned right now. Very simple. He's going to ask two questions here. Behine. Misbaatam Lama Zacha Yotze de Ponim. Now we have an interesting question now. Why is that? What's the yachsus of Yaakov that he goes b'ponim? We know b'ponim is always a positive stage. And the two Leahs, and there's two of them, Leah and Rachel, why are they formed on the back? So he answers,
Rachel's in front.
No. Yaakov's in front, Leah and Rachel are both in the back. And he answers, ki ze mitzad Abba. Because Yaakov is in front, because he's receiving a higher form of Shefa, which is Abba. Ve'ilu mitzad Ima, and Rachel and Leah, or should say Leah and Rachel, are receiving the Shefa mitzad Ima, which is a lower Shefa. Ve'lo'ilam azacha be'era nukva hu panim. Therefore, that gives an advantage that is, compared to the nukva, they're considered to be panim. The azacha is considered to be panim. He, ach besaw, that the process is in Tehillim, kufla metet, Acho v'kedem tzachtani. So Acho made a reference to Nukva, which is or Ima, and v'kedem is the front. That's Abba tzachtani. Hine beyotz Abba v'Ima kol dematikum ach ba'ach. Im kol ze haya Abba b'chinas panim be'erech Nukva she'aita ba'achu rav. L'chein ha'orod de Abba yotzim tzad panim be'Ima v'tzad ach. So it's playing a very interesting situation of it, because we know that all the pasukim when they come out, they always ach ba'ach. So he's asking himself a sort of a question over here. So how can we call it that the Abba is panim and Ima is ach, right? So he says, because since Abba is a stronger force than Ima, even the back to back, literally they're both back to back. But be'erech, this is the erke kinun that we use in Kabbalah over here, that compared one to the other, the Abba is a stronger one. We consider him as if he's panim, and therefore, when he's mashpia, this erech continues, this shefa continues, and then Yaakov, since he's receiving from Abba, will be placed in the front of Zah, and Rachel and Leah will be placed in the back of Zah. Second question: Gam is ba'atam lama hazacha ichan. Venukvim shnayim. Now, why is there one patsuf of male, which is Yaakov, and two patsufim of Leah, two patsuf of Nukva? So it says, Ke zacha yotze memochin de Abba. Eilam giloi rak mechazu velemate. Aber lo mechazu lemale. Ah, memochin de ima, she'af lemale, eilam ela kiso echa, lechein yotzu mahem shnei nukvim. Achat lemale, echat lemate. See, do you understand the Teretz? There's a chisoin by Abba. The chisoin by Abba is that by when you speak about Yaakov receiving from Abba, he can only receive mechaze ulimata. Remember, because we don't want to kisuyim. Ma'ashen ken Leah Leia is going to come out Michazilimala, because it's coming up from Ima. Ima's the external Shefa. Therefore, she doesn't have to go through two Kisurim. It's only one Kisur. Therefore, you're going to have a Kisur. Therefore, you're going to have Leia above, and then a Rachel below, always in the form of one Kisur. And Yaakov can only be formed Michazilimata. That's why there's only one part of male and two parts of female. Okay? Now, right. Say that we're going to gum down. She'achor Yaakov, another fact over here. Gam, achor Yaakov. Now, he's going to tell how are they situated exactly. How are they positioned? Now, listen, this is very important. You have to remember this. Could I to underline this? Gam da, she'achor Yaakov, neged pneza. Now, if you put on your spiritual glasses and go up there, you'd see that Yaakov's back is facing Zah. So let's do it like this. So you have Yaakov over here. This is the back of Yaakov. This is the front of Yaakov. This is the front of Zah. This is the back of Zah. So here's Yaakov. Here's Zah. And Leah is going to be like this as well. Okay? They're all facing each other. She's facing Zah's back. And Zah's facing Yaakov's back. You got that? V'gam da, she'achor Yaakov neged p'nei Zah. V'p'nei Leah neged achor Zah. V'achore Rachel. And Rachel and Zah are going to be back to back. You got that? You got to memorize this. The Gemara is by Tamze. We're going to explain exactly why is that. But the picture never changes. That's what it is. Except after the Nasir, then they start to change positions. But their original traditional position is what we just read right now. Very important line here. Let's continue. Nevaya, now we're going to talk about the names of Zah. Now Zah we call different names. We call them Yisrael. We call him Zah, we call him Yeshurun. We're going to find out why is that Zah is called various names. Rachel only has one name, Leah has one name, Yaakov one name. Why Zah has two names? So he says, Nevah imyan Zah be'atzmo shebi'anu v'nikra Yisrael v'Yeshurun. Has two names. Ve'ininu, kine, azahu patzuf ichat sholem roshu v'adragav. Zah is a double sholem. We talked to bottom. So remember this. Part of him is called Yisrael, and part of Chetz Metata from the Chazim Metata is considered to be Yeshurun. Tam Shabbat said, why do they call these two names? Hine, no doubt. Masha Amalabi Tikunim ke Yisrael hu Shir El. Right? Split the word Yisrael, and you have Yasha Kel. In other words, it's Shir Kel. Now, we know that Shir mismol Kel Yamin. Shir is on the left-hand side, and Kel is on the right hand. He's going to explain. Kinukva Lea hi b'chines dinim nikra Shir.
Shir is dinim?
Shir is dinim, yes. He small as the Shir and the Levim. The Levim is to sing, Levim or dinim. They used to sing that, it's all klapit dinim. He small b'acho. Zah is always on the right hand side, representing Rachamim, Nikra Kel. We know Kel, right? Have you heard of this Musa? Kel is Rachamim. You do a fulsome. Kel is always the epitome of Rachamim. Kel, Rachum, Vechonon. So who be upon him? That's going to be on the right hand side. So that's why his name, Yisroel, Mishdin, Shir, on the left hand side, which is representing Leah, and Kel, which is representing Zah. That's why Mechazin Mala, that's where Leah is, his name is Yisroel. Gam Nikra Ken.
The mice is the same person.
It's the same person, yeah. Yisroel and Shurim, but different parts. Yisroel is me here to the Chazin, and Yisroel is considered to be all the way downwards.
I mean, at the Chazin, there's a border. It's simply just in. It just.
Yeah, there's a parser.
Or it's called a diaphragm. Name.
It's called a diaphragm.
I mean, there is a mockum of chiluk.
Yeah. Shlish Elyon. Tiferet split into three parts. Your chest is split into three parts. So the Shlish Elyon belongs to the top part. And the Shnei Shlish Tachtonim belongs to the lower part. And there's another reason. Gam, he says. Gam nikra kein lifi sheyesh bo shtei bechinas mochim. Chad mitzad ima nikra shir, Chad mitzad Abba nikra kel. Remember at the top, we're talking about from the head to the chaz again. We know that Ima stops at the chaz and also is Abba there. So it's two chalukim, two patzufim. Abba is considered to be kel, which is rachum, right? He's on the right hand side. The same idea, and shir is representing Ima in this case, in this pshat. Let's continue. Now, mechaz ulimata. He's called Yeshurun. Miloshon shura, a row. Kemama Chazal, like Chazal say, Ein Shura Pochet Meshlosha. Yeah, to make a group of people, a line of people, needs three people. Al Apostle Yiyov says, Yashor al Anashim. Yashor al Anashim means a group of three people lining up. Hinehem al Derze, Yaakov Mitzad Ponim, that's number one. Rachel mitzad achor, that's number two. Zab be'emsa, that's number three. That is your row of three. That's why it's called Yeshurun, the Loshon Shura, row. Hare Shura al Shlosha. It's a row of three. Ve'en ze'ela mechazer lematen, because that's where the Rachel is. Lachay b'chinezu nikra Yeshurun. Ze sod Yisrael Hashem b'cha it pa'er. The Yeshaya says in Perek Mantes, that you saw, which was a reference to Zah, Asher Becha in you, it paya, it branches out. What's the lover? Ki Yisrael hu Zah, bo yitparu v'yistafu, kama pe'eros anofim yotzimimim. From Zah, as we know, we just saw that. From Zah is a shefa coming down to Yaakov, Leah, Rachel, from there, all these branching out, parts from Leah, Rachel, Yaakov. Also, we'll learn about Dor Midbar, the Inyan Hamitois, Kemosh is Baal, come on, the Orech. Pirush Midas is Paya, who Loshon Peros, Loshon Nesayev, Pura Bimara. That means Nesayev is the cuts, Pura is the branches, Bimara is the keli to cut, it's the axe. So it's Mitsuda explains. Rotzeloma Anofim. So from Bikitzo, the Pasuk is telling us from Yisol, which is that, comes out all these Anofim. Good, let's continue. Next, Shah. This is a Shah, the tribe is called Shah Lamed Dalit. It's called, over here, Shah Tikun HaNukva. Perek Aleph. Kevan is by der klole, shlosha partzufim shiem. We know that, now, from now on, for the next few weeks, we'll be discussing only Nukvas. We basically finished Zah, and we definitely finished Zah, and now, for quite a few weeks now, we're all discussing this partzufim of Nukva. And he lists them. Kemosh ba'ad der klal shlosha partzufim shehem. There's three partzufim: Rachel, Yaakov, and Leah. Ve'at nitzvah pchotem. Nitzvah Rachel nikra nukva deza amitus. So we just say Rachel is a kesabai. She's the main nukva of the wife of Zah. She in the kuda sirus me'asor the
amitus.
Amitus. She's the true. She's the true one. As opposed to Leah. As opposed to any other
partzufim.
Leah is
also true.
What? Leah is also true. She's amistika. Yaakov had two wives, right?
I mean, Ikri, I understand, but okay. That's not Ikri. This is
that's a lotion. Shu nekuda asir na me'eser nekudas klolus kol olam atzilus kenizke le'el shi'i malchut b'ahem. Let me take you back to Shah Nekudim. Shah Nekudim, we found 10 spheres came out in the 9th act. Those are the 10 partzufim. And the last one was what? The last 7, let's say. So the last 6 was Zah, came out in the 9th act. And the last Nekudah came out, that was Malchus. That was Malchus. So you see that it's called the Vak, it's all included. Zah and Nukva, which is Malchus, was all, Tzemun, they were all completely tied together. That's what he's saying over here. She Nukuda Asir, she was the 10th Nukuda that came out of the 9th Ak, but Esther Nukuda is Klolo Shel Olam Atzilus Kinizka Le'el, V'yah Malchus Be'em, V'yah Eshet Yisrael, Nikas Zah B'kol Mokom. Okay, she's the wife of Zah. That's Rachel. Remember, since she's a patsu nukvi, she comes from, obviously, from the morchim of Ima. She's always standing in the back. So she's standing, remember, from the chaza. Ulimata, she has 10 spheres, she's a full-blown palace, but that she is, she's a bit short, and she's standing in the back. The reason why, now it's very, very important to remember this. The reason why she back to back and Leia's not back, she's front to back, right? She's, remember we said Leia is facing the back of Zar. Mashiach comes Rachel and Zar back to back. Big difference.
They're next to each other. They're on top of each other.
Leia is on top of Rachel, masculine.
And covering as well. That's why the two
consume
rather one.
No, that's talking about Abba in Ima inside of Zah. But what we're saying is this, let's just, I'll repeat. Leia is on top of Rachel. That's clear. But there are two different positions. See, this is the face, and this is the back. This is the back, and this is the face, right? So like this. They're facing two different directions. Zah is like this. So Leia is facing his back, and Rachel is back to back. Okay, that's what we're saying. Let's see it again. Here, Sibas here is Rachel Achbach. Now, why is it Rachel is Achbach?
So you know, it's Rachel's looking into Leia's face.
No, I told you, Leia's on top, and Rachel's behind.
We just had to consider.
We'll go back. Right, just follow what I'm saying now. Leia's on top. She can't see it. Yeah, she's on top. Her legs on top of her head.
Right.
Okay? So therefore, Rachel is back to back with Zah, and Leah is facing. So what's the difference here? So he says, here. Sibah seyoz Rachel ach ba'achim Zah. Hatamu kimo shebi'anu she'ein chitzonim yechon lid'achez klal in kedushas b'chinas ponim. Afilo b'ponim din lukva. Rag b'chinas achorayim b'vad. כי הנה, חיצוני נקראים אלוקים אחרים, וכל יניקוסם גם באחיזוסם, גם אחיזוסם הוא בשם אלוקים קדוש קדושים. ונראה לי כי כל בחינס אלוקים הם באחוריים די קדושה. So let me explain. I said this. The reason why Rachel is back to back with Zah, in order to avoid that the chitzon, this negative entity, which was created from the Shvira, goes up and sucks up all the energy from Rachel. Rachel is the last sphere on that she's most vulnerable to the chitzon. And therefore, we want to cover her back, because that's where they're going to go for, her back. When she's covered, her back is covered, that's alright. You're going to ask me a question, why aren't, but her face is exposed. And that's where most of the shefa is protruding from her face. So aren't we more afraid about her face than her back? The answer is, no, they're afraid of her face. There's too much shefa there, and there they cannot be yoinik. Okay, so therefore they are called Elokim Acherim, and they're trying to soak up what's called the shefa of Rachel, which is called Elokim Kedoshim. Okay, remember that. V'hine Rachel hi b'chines nukva mitis d'za keniska. Im haita omedes kedimyon Leia. Now, if she was like Leia, which it means facing. Her face is facing the back of Roch, back of Zah. Asher paneh klape achore Zah, ine achorea hayu nishon bigiloi. Her back would be exposed. V'ayu chitzonim nechazim ba meod lifi shehu nukva v'noda. Sheraglea yoldod mavet. That's a mishle, that her legs are already touching on the border of these, the dangerous area called the oilam aklipas. V'atam lifi shehi dinim gmurim. Sham achiz zeklipa. She's the last part of her. She's nukva nochdem. She has all dinim. This is a perfect bait for the klipas. She's the last one. She's the closest to the klipas. All these ingredients is for us to make sure that she doesn't get chat. Lachen ayu neachozim haklipas meoid. Lachen kedei shelo yachozu haklipas klipas niskon prat shu nukva dizah ikris. Ein and roitzim shit achazu ba klipas. Therefore, she stays back to back, and therefore her face, we don't mind her face being exposed, but her back we don't want exposed, as is the back of Leia.
What's that got to do with honor?
Excuse me.
What's that got to do with us?
Us, because we are manipulating the patsufim, right? When we are doing good, then the patsufim are moving accordingly to our situation, as we'll explain later on by the kavanas. Leia is different. She gets supported. She has a special covering called the hair of the hairs which are covering her, will speak about her. Therefore, there's no problem with Leah. Lechei, hunchu zu, that is the reason why she's ach ba'ach midubokim yachad. V'ruach chitzoni lo yavo b'neihem. Once she's back to back, there's no bad influence that can come between them. Lo yavo b'tovim. Liyois, liyoisam v'chuborim dvukim mamish. Ad shitzarech ach kach nesira mamish lafchidim. Therefore, what's going to happen is that then the nesira comes along. Right, כמו שאמרו חזאל לפסוק ויבן השם אלוקים את צלע.
Why do we want to have a nesira?
Because we want
safe,
a zivug.
If everything's safe, so therefore why do you want to?
We want everything safe, but we're stagnant. Right? In order to stag, you have to move to the next level. You have to move to the next level, and therefore, what we need to do is we have to do an aliyas man. We have to do an avoider, and by doing the avoider, by doing something good, they go panic punk, then make a zivug, we get extra shefa.
You have to put everything to sakone in order to shrine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where did you learn that from?
What? Where do we learn that from? We learn them from the Torah. Ve'yiven Hashem Elokim Etzelam. What happened to Adam Rishon? Adam Rishon had to go to sleep. Now, going to sleep is a dangerous time. It's a dangerous time.
He didn't get to sleep.
What?
He didn't see everything around him to sleep.
Right. So it's a dangerous time for other volition. There's animals around. There's elements around that are a negative, snakes, and therefore it's a dangerous period. After became letzoch aliyah. We saw also in the Kavanos of Purim, Shmosh on this Indian, that's how Haman gained all his power. That's how power gained all of his power, because it was his man of Domita, his time of sleeping for the Parsufim. They're preparing to go to the next higher stage, is the build-up. Yerida, what?
By the observation, I think there was a shame, the surgeon himself.
Well, it's always that way. But
he's talking about us.
What? No, we're not going to sleep. But the Parsufim are going to sleep. The exact same scenario. The Palsuf are going to sleep. There's always a shaman there, but he's holding back, right? He's leaving everything up to us. So he allows us to put this Palsuf to sleep in order that it's Letzorach Aliyah. You read the Letzorach Aliyah. Okay, we're not going to go into this theme, right? That's a big theme.
It's not the same thing as Odom.
It's exactly the same, because it's a mirror image. As Odom Orishon was sleeping, Zah was sleeping. It couldn't be any other way. It's a mirror image.
No, I mean, according to the book, who put Adam Rishon to sleep.
No, put Zah to sleep, and therefore the Adam Rishon was asleep. The Shosh Nisham of Adam Rishon was in Zah. You follow what I'm saying? It's the exact same thing. Okay, let's continue. Vinish Aru. That's Agav. We're not talking about the Nisir. Nisir was called more in Hashem when we speak about the Kavanah, the Rosh Hashanah, where the big Nisir of the entire year happens there in Dosh Kimo, that's right, by Nesir, by Shofar, there he goes at length, Arizal, at length, Mamish, explaining Nesir. Tashem. Old Chazamoid. Vinishom Pene Zav, Pene Rochel, Migulim. Okay. Therefore, what's going to happen? What did do Nesir? And that's the ultimate. Now, back to back. Once the back to back, they are Migulim, Shein La Machizel Achitzon and Kiniska Le'ed. ואחר שנתבסמו ונתמתקו אחריים אלו שלהם על ידי הנסירה, but not we do an avoider. When Elias man, and that creates the domita and creates the nesira, and then they can go ponim by ponim. Ah, you're going to tell me, the backs are revealed now? Right? Is that good, Kasha? Not, Kol's man, taka, they're secure, it's good, but now you made them go ponim by ponim, but now the backs are revealed. He says, "As chosim zuv upon him upon him achin nesira ki kava ein as ein bechitzonis koach litachez beafilz b'achurayim." That's the nekuda here.
Why not?
They've been blown away. There's so much kedusha now. There's so much kedusha v'tahara al yedei aliyas man al yedei that avoids the bnei Yisrael, that makes that there's too much for the kedusha for them to stand by this process which is happening over here. And therefore, there's no problem. The gold pani b'pani the achurayim are safe. No, are as oishtei as ein b'chitzonet koach l'chazan. Obezei tavi insold So the pasuk Nazoru Achor, the loshen Nazir, Nazir. Nazir is the pasuk somebody who's mafrish themselves. Mashu Achor. Kitamik shalu chotim limata. Anytime we do an aver limata, chozim zun achvach. We directly affect the patsufim. Tamadavu she'az ali de ma'isa tachtonim shem roim. Aya klipas yicholim de achiz ve'achorim shem megulim. That gives them koach that, you know, flares them on, and it gives them koach mamash b'shef, and instead of shef going to the right place, it goes to the wrong place, the klipas. And therefore, they have a koach to go. Im ayu b'ponim b'ponim, b'lachein, because when the ponim b'ponim, nachmo, v'tam adavahu, she'al yedei, al yedei ma'is tachtom aroim, shem roim, klipas yicholim b'achos b'achorim agulim, im ayu ponim b'ponim, so therefore we don't want them ponim b'ponim in the original stage, because if we do anything wrong, then that gives a chance for them to soak up that great energy. That's why they come out ach ba'ach, kidei sheyit kasu achoraim v'lo yichzur al chitzoneihem b'ponim b'hem. Right? In order, in the unlikely chance that we do an avera, therefore the ponim are protected and also the achoraim are protected. הנה, סיבה סתחולס תיקון רוחל מהחסד הוא, כי עד שם אורו דנאי דתבונה מחוסיב. ושם מסתיים יסוד דתבונה, as we said, the יסוד דאימו, יסוד דתבונה, stops by the חסד. בעוד מגולים, and then from then on, the all comes out of your soul. Remember, that's the only sphere of the soul. There's only sphere which is open. So the chu comes out of the yisod d'ima.
Open.
Yeah, yesod. Yesod is the only open sphere. There's a nekev, and the shefer of the chul comes out. Your leg is not open. Your netzach is not open. Your legs are not open. Your hands are not open. No openings. Yesod is open. Right?
Yeah. Tibble's also open.
Sorry.
Tibble's also open.
Tibble's also open, but that's not a sphere. You're right. We did see in Shah and the Kudim that auras did come out of there. Your skin is also porous. And you have auras coming out from there as well. But we're talking about the spheres. The only sphere which is open is your soul. So therefore, it stops over here. Ima goes into that, stops over here. That's your soul. And then, poof, comes out the chuk. Ubipcha kisham maschil gilu yesod de Abba liz galas. Remember? Then Abba, finally, you can start seeing him a little bit, because Ima stopped there. Zah continues, Abba continues, his yesod is longer than yesod of Ima. This is so, the Hashem b'chokhma yesod aretz. That Hashem, that's our, Hashem b'chokhma, chokhma is Abba, yesod aretz. Aretz is another lotion for the Malchus, which is Rachel. That means Abba is creating Rachel. Imagine that. Kiniska b'tikuna ki Abba yesod brata. The Abba is establishing brata, his daughter. Ve'inenu ki bevokam gilu yesod Abba. When Abba is penetrating past Ima's yesod, sham is masre binyan Malchus Rachel anikra aretz. Ma she'en ken beleya. שיקרא ממוקם התפונה שעדיין ממוקם התפונה, which is up and above the chazé, עדיין לא נסגר לאבא רק מחזה למטה. So that's a tremendous mile that Rachel has over Leah, that Rachel is able to get even from Abba, and Leah, even though she's high, she can only receive from Ima. Tam hidabekut Rachel bezah bekoisel icha lishneim levad. Ma she'en kein b'Yakov v'zeh yidbor l'kamal. So I understand why Yaakov, when it comes to Rachel and Zah, the back to back, sharing one back, when it comes to the relationship between Zah and Yaakov, they're very far apart. They're not attached. That's going to explain to us later on. Let's continue. Ve'ata. Ve'aten yizba'ir shiur yizbashtus kumot Rachel v'nukva d'zah b'achor. Again, this is sort of a repetition. We saw a little bit, and then we'll speak about the keser of Rachel that we haven't spoken about. Now, where does she start? Again, for the 20th time, she starts from the chazer, from the chest, all the way downwards. That's Rachel. The yatzta mebichinas aharas moichim vekelim denai deima, and she is formed, right? The scholar is formed from the shefa, which is coming out from from the keli of ima.
A graglov means to the ground or to the feet?
To her feet, to his feet. It's in between. So the legs of Zah and the legs of Rachel are at the same point.
In other words, not including the feet.
Hmm?
Not including the feet.
What do you mean not including the feet? We both are standing on the ground. So our feet are equal. That makes sense?
No, but my question was it to the ground or to the feet? Or was it to the feet, or if you like, underneath the feet, whichever law should be?
No. Shove it. To the ground.
Right.
Yeah. So again, after the vashu, it's pashtus komas rochel, nukva dizah be'achorov, keneged achazav v'lemate adraglov, v'yatzta v'b'chinas ha'arom, mochim dekelim, denai de'ima, hine, nisbah ki chamisha chasodim nedaz dizah, demisad ima, nichleku mechesed ad hod dizah. So again, as we saw, the nekiv of the sod de'ima is open, what's coming out there? Chasodim and gvoz. Okay, is that clear? Now the chasadim, there's five chasadim and there's five gvuot. And the five chasadim, they go into Zah, they go into his chesed, gvuot, tiferet, netzach, and hod. Now, the chesed, the first chesed, is called the chesed of the chesed. Chesed is pashe b'tocha tiferet de Zah. It's chalik l'shlosha shlishim, kemavuah. Now, v'shnei shlishim tachtoim shebo, Sheminachaze at Sium Aguf Shua Tiferes, who be Gilui. Mashain came Bishlisha Rishon, who mechuse. Daimator Kel Yesodim. Let me explain to you. So again, the Yesodim goes all the way down to the Shlish of the Tiferes. Tiferes split into three parts. Shlishelion, which is above the Chazer, and the two parts of the Tiferes below the Chazer. Remember? One part above, two parts below. So the one part above is covered over by Yesod of Ima. She goes just below. That's called Bechusa. So you're going to have a Shtikl Chesed over there.
But you said further down.
Yesod starts by the Chazer. Yesod of Ima stops by the Chazer of Zah. It goes inside of Zah, stops over here. The Shlish El and the Tifer of Zah is going to be Bechusa. So any Chesodim which are there are going to be Bechusa. The two parts of the lower, the two Shnei Shlish and Tachtonim, the Tifer of Zah, the chasodim are going to go there b'megulim, because the yesodim stops over there. That's a big chiluf. Lachein, shnei shlish chesed, the tachtonim, liot megulim, again, emphasizing them, hem maspikim kiflayim, kilu ayes stumim, me'elu hayum stumim. When the stumim are limited to the exact mid of a mishkal, Masha'enke, when they come out, they careful, they become twice as powerful. And therefore, again, the cheshbon is we have two shlish tiferet tachtonim, two parts of the tiferet. Now, shlish echad of the chesed, levado maspik, letzor keli di tiferet zeza atzmo, leshnei shlishim tachtonim. So one part of chesed, remember we have three parts of chesed, we have three parts of chesed, three parts of tiferet, connect the three parts of the chesed. So the top part of the chesed goes towards the top part of the tiferet, which is mechuser. The other two parts of the chasadim are, theoretically, should be going towards the two parts of the tiferet, but they don't. Because once the chasadim go begiloy, they double in power, so therefore, even for the two parts of the tiferet, you only need one chelik of chesed. So the shah is, what's going to happen with the third chelik of chesed? The shlisha or achen nitan leracha lekeser shabakiniska. That's going to make the keser of racha. So if I have to ask you, how is the keser of racha being made? That's being made by the shlish tachton of the chesed coming out from the yisodim. Or b'zit tovin lama anoshim p'tuos min tefillin. With this, we can infer why women don't they wear tefillin? Why don't they wear tefillin? Okay, ki ein l'rochel b'chinas ol makif shusod etfilin, because yesod etfilin is as is pshuto k'mashmo. It's around your head. It's a makif. A makif is something that goes around your head. It's a makif. Now Rochel doesn't have this makif. She just has a keser, as we just saw. She doesn't have the extra dimension of a makir. Kemosh yesh b'Yaakov, kemosh yesh b'Alei Kamon. Later on, we'll see Yaakov has the extra bechina besides kesa of a makir going around him. Ve'are shelakcho Rachel kelia or litzor kesa shela. Not more, only to make a kesa. She doesn't have the inyan makir. V'sham le'en is by heter inyan kesa zevayin sham. Okay, later on we'll go more into this. Let's continue. Achikach.
Says le'el, not mekam.
Sorry?
Says le'el, not mekam.
Sham le'el. Sham le'el.
V'sham le'echim peri beis.
Sham le'el. Yeah. Nachon, 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 nachon. There we explain. All right. Sham le'el, I'm going to right now. Maskim, yeah. Okay. Sham le'el. All right. Good. Let's go back to it. V'achikach, ma'oros perek achron. The Keli Netzach to Ima. Remember? Ima comes in with her Netzach, her Hod, and her Yosod. It's called the Nai. Nai of Ima is coming in into Zah. Her Netzach is going to go split into three parts. It's going to go into the Chachan of Zah. Her Hod is split into three parts. It's going to Baga the Zah. And her Nahi, her sorry, Yosod is going to be going, the Shef is going to go all the way down to the Dati. Now, let's consider the last part of her Netzach and Hod. Right? Let's see that inside. Achikar me'ha'oret perek achron dekeli Netzach. So we're looking at the last part of her Netzach, which is connected, believe it or not, the Shefa also, there's also Shefa inside the Netzach, and inside the Hod, which is the Chabad of Zah, we spoke many times. So that Chabad Zah, which is on the right hand side, is Chochmah. Chochmah is also split into three parts. So the last part of the Chochmah of Zah, which is inside the last part of the Netzach. Same thing on the left hand side. You have the last part of the Bina of Zah, which is the last part of the Hod Zah. If you try to write this down, you'll see it makes a lot of sense. Now, here, let's start again. Achikach, Ma'aros Perg Achon Dekili the Netzach des Ima. Asher betocho shlish achron the or the more the nikra chokhma. The last part of chokhma is going in the last part of the netzar. Hamluvash b'shlosha perkei netzar the zar, which is goes all in the last part of the netzar the zar. Hine ha'arosh shlosha pchokim elu mitlavishim bekav yemina derocher letzor chokhma chesed netzar shelo. So that little piece that. One third of the netzach of Ima is going to go split into three additional parts, and it's going to be into. It's going to go into Rachel, into Chokhmah, into her Chesed, and into her Netzach. Those three halachim. Bebe Keli, Bebe Chinas Keli, Bebe Chinas all Amor Shibetocha. That applies both to her Keli, both to all. And the exact same thing is going to be on the left hand side. Bebe Chinas Chesed. Mechamisha, sorry, even by the chassadim, remember there's two nekudos over here. We're talking about the kelim of Ima and the mochim which are inside the kelim. That's one dimension of Sheva coming in. Another dimension of Sheva coming in is by the yesod of Ima is coming the chassadim gvuot, that's right, the nekiv of the yesod, the Ima. What's coming in? Another five chassadim. V'chein b'b'chines chesed mechamisha chassadim ismashtim asher אשר אחד מהם מספשת בנצר דזק נזכלל גם הוא ליועס מגולה מספיק חצב לעיר בנצר דזק וחצב לעיר בקו ימין דרחם. So that one little chesed, one fifth of the chesodim, is once it's megula, it could split in half. Half is going to go to the netzach of Zah, and the other half is going to go to the netzach of Rachel. Good. That's the right hand side of Zah, right hand side of Rachel. Now let's do the left hand side. V'chein ha'der hazeh b'perek achon de'hod de'ima mislabish betocho shlish achon de'mor de'bina de'zah v'shnei mispashtim betocho de'zah. All of that's going to go into the last part of Zah's left side, which is the hod de'zah. Me'elu nasim shlosha sfiros bina gvur de'hod de'kav smoli de'rachel. That's going to make the entire baga of Rachel. V'chein b'china, same thing with the chasadim. Chassadim, the Chesed, Chamishi, Chassadim, and Begir, Chele, Hodeza. Yosef Begule, Maspik, Chesed, Hodeza, Chetzav, Small in the Rachel. That's all going to go into the left hand side. Now, what about the middle calf? Same thing with the middle calf. Omam, Kamim, Soye, Shalom. Zulat Kesed Shelakra Mechesed the Tifer Dezaz. We saw, remember that the Chesed that came out from the Yisod the Ima, remember, it's one third of the Chesed which belonged to the Tiferet, that went to make the Kesed. But that's about it. That's all the Kav, the Entsoy of Rachel was going to be Nehner from the Chesed. It was only that one third. Lakra.
There's
only one. There's only one. But it's five chasodim, so you might think she takes more, another chesed to make another part of it. No, she only takes one third of the tiferes in order to make just one sphere. She doesn't take any more.
Where's each kav on the keser?
No, a person only wears a kiss on the head, doesn't wear a kiss on the shoulder. Lakra gamken ha'ara chamisha gvuros shayibi yisod zakeniska. She takes as well the five gvuros. Now this is a new element we haven't spoken about. Remember, the klal is that chamisha chasadim go into za, and the chamisha gvuros which she received, which za received from nukva, from sar ima, is passed over into her. She's going to take the five gvuros. Besad das de ima, which comes through the das de ima. Ve'elu chamisha gvuros nitchabu v'das shelah. It's going to go first in the das. Mitzkabetz. All the gvuros from the kabetz into the das. Mitzkabetz. Aval shakav ze shem das tifer yisod ba'em ba'em chasad. There's no chasad going into the middle kabetz whatsoever. V'ine, yesh lishol. Says Ariza, we have a question at this point. Kikemo shachamisha chasodim sheyotzu miyisod bina. Since we know that chamisha chasodim sheyotzu miyisod bina, which is ima, nitgalu mechazi v'lemata, nispaldu nitchaluku mechamisha sfirot zah. Chasodim come from yisod ima, they split. They go to the five parts of zah, which is chesed gvura tifer netzahot. Chesed gvura chesed gvura. He says it. Chesed gvura tifer netzahot. ואם כן, מחמישה גבוהות גם כן, אחרי שקבע יצאו גם הם יסוד בין הנתגלו למעלה, בשלום ובזה לא היה להם מקום לצחלק, מפני שכבר נתחלקו שם חמש חסודים. So the חמש חסודים took out all the place of זה, so there's no place for the גבוהות to go into זה. לכן יורדו אלו יסוד זה, so the גבוהות went all the way down to the יסוד זה. אמנם, משם למטה, למה לא נחלקו גם הגבורות? כי כן, כי כבר אין להם כלי נתקבצו יחד, נתחברו. אם כן, מי גורם להם שנתחברו ומקבצו בדש שלה?
Why do they miscabits with the keser?
They're not miscabits in the keser. There's only one little keser that goes to the keser. But we're talking about the chasodim. Chasodim are able to be special all in Zah. There's no kibbutz over there. Now, the reason why the Mekabetz, the Gvuros Mekabetz in Yisod, because there's no room for them anywhere else. But once they go into Nukva, the question is, why doesn't the Gvuros go all the way down into the Guf? Spread out automatically. What makes them stop there initially? We're going to spread later on. But why do they initially stop in the Das, the Nukva? That's the question again. I repeat the last line. Okay. Mi gom lahem shitchabu yitkabetzu bedas shela kol chamesh Gvuros yachad. So he answers, but in it, כי יסוד אבא הוא, יסוד אבא הוא שנסגל לאט בגילו ובכל זה דזה ולמטה כי נסגל אל. הרוסה מאירה אל חמש גבוהות ביסוד דזה. Remember, the element is, remember, when we speak about בכל זה למטה, we're talking about there's an element called יסוד אבא. יסוד אבא is a tremendous כוח הרחמים. A tremendous כוח to matic the דינים. גבוהות הדינים. So that we're going to have a contact between the Yisod Abba and those Gvuros, and that's going to matik them, that's going to hold them back into the Das de Rochel. That's what stops them from being Mispashim. That's what he's going to say. Again, אבל הנה נו, כי יסוד האבא, אשר נסגל לאטה בגילוי מהחוזר בזה ולמטה כנסגל לאל, הרוסו מאיר על חמישה גבוהות ביסוד הזה, ושם מתחברי יחד ומשתפם היטב. That's the key. The Yisod the Abba is Mishatif, all of them together, and they get stuck into the Mishatif, all into the Das de Rochel. V'hu Mamtik Adinim, Mamtik Adinim Bekashim Shebeim Al Yedei Chibo Azeh, וכיוון שנצחרו שם, ולכן כאשר יוצאים בדס רוכן, נשאר גם כן מחובר מיחד בלתי פירוד. והנה אחר שאילו חמיש גבורות נקבזו בדס אלה, אז זהו בחינס הדס שלה, that creates the dust of Leah. Avracha, sorry. אז חוזרים, then they can go down, בנוח הנפש, אז חוזרים מהרות נספשנים בת, חמש גבורות מחסד עד הוד שבא. So initially they needed a mituk, they recovered over there, get the mituk, and then they nispashed all down to the chesed gvurot tiferet, נצחות אברכה. על דרך משהו בעל ונספש בחמישה חסדים בזכר. אחר כך חוזרים ארצו לחמישה סם יחד, then all those five gvurot are going to go down to the יסוד, and comes to the יסוד שלה באייס, הזיווג עם הזה. That's very important. So he's going to be זווג with her. His five חמישים, five חסדים in his יסוד are going to be covered in his יסוד. He's going to make a זיווג with the יסוד of אברכה, which have the five gvurot, make a mituk, and that's the shevada. Shegam b'Yakov, k'shmizdav g'v'rochel, and he comes in called chamish ha'chasodim shelo b'yesodo. So the same is going to happen over there. A tremendous mituk, just before the v'shas zivug, and then we get the shefa as a result of that. Okay, good. So that finishes that parak of Tikkun Nukva, and next week we'll be starting Hashem, Shah, Yaakov, Leah.